This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Welcome to this guided meditation for sweet dreams. We will explore a fantasy landscape of bright colors and sweetness and drift away into a gentle rest and hopefully sleep. Take a moment to get as comfortable as you can. Take a few deep breaths if you like, consciously setting the boundary between your day and the time you've set aside to sleep. Now is not the time for thinking, solving, or figuring anything out. Allowing your mind to rest and settle is often the best thing that we can do for encouraging creative and productive thinking during waking times. Settle your body into the support beneath you. Notice if you are holding tension anywhere in your body, and consciously let go of what you can. Soften your face, especially the space between your eyebrows. Soften your jaw. Allow your shoulders to get heavy and relaxed. Feel your breath moving down into your belly. Hips heavy, legs relaxed. Allow your entire body to slip into heavy softness. Fully surrendering to the support beneath your body. You are standing before a door. It is a round, pink door with a faint glow to it. You walk a little closer to the door and you notice the handle, which is made of swirly white and red peppermint, curled into an elaborate thick door handle. The door seems to call to you. It has a delightful, sweet energy to it, and it invites you to enter. You place your hand on the door handle, which is smooth and cool, not sticky like peppermint might be. It feels almost shaped to your hand. You open the door, more faint pink and orange light coming through on the other side. You cross the threshold and gently close the door behind you. You know you can leave again anytime you like. This door will be there for you whenever you need it. You notice your body bathed in the sunset-like light. It is warm here, but there is a light breeze. The air feels fresh, but the sunlight on your skin is present and comforting. You feel immediately calmer, quieter in your mind. Your heart feels slightly lifted. You look at the landscape before you. You see low rolling hills covered in fresh, healthy green grass. The sky is a perfect blue, with puffy clouds that look like cotton candy. You walk down the hill slightly and come across a crystal clear pond. You settle beside the pond and peer inside. You can see right down to the bottom, where there is soft-looking blonde sand and a few bright orange fish wandering gently and happily in the water. You press your hands into the cool grass and soft earth beside you, and notice a cluster of peculiar flowers by your side. These bright yellow flowers form the shape of cups with lightly ruffled ends, a little like a tulip in spring. You lean down and smell the flower, and it smells like freshly baked cupcakes. Warm and sweet and soft, like one of the best memories from a carefree time, a time when you felt held and supported, a time of playfulness and fun. You hold a flower in your hand, and it seems to offer itself to you to allow you to pluck it lightly. As you do, a fresh new flower grows miraculously in its place. You dip the flower's cup into the clear water and sip from it. The water is cool and clean, refreshing and delicious. You feel your body responding to the nourishing, clear water, settling, calming. There's a feeling of refreshment, cleansing, and brightening. Once you've drunk your fill, the flower cup softens a little bit more, dissolving lightly on your tongue. The flower itself tastes just like those cupcakes, bright, playful, and delightful. Your body responds to the flower as if it were an infusion of happiness, lightness, and brightness. You feel your spirits lift, your heart brightening and softening. You inhale deeply, drawing in the scent and taste of the cupcake flowers. It feels like the flower is embracing you in comfort and calm, letting you know that everything is okay right now, that you are held and nourished, loved by the pond, the petals, and the cluster of cupcake flowers. Feeling nourished and satisfied, you decide to leave the pond and walk along a little further, exploring this fantasy land. The warm, soft, orangey-pink light seems to light up a pathway. You walk along it and notice that you have a companion. Your favorite animal is with you in this land. Perhaps this is a childhood pet, looking up at you with eyes full of love and devotion. Perhaps it is a sleek and powerful tiger, here to help protect you. Perhaps an owl keeps watch just behind you, or even a kitten sleeping contentedly in the soft pocket of your shirt. This animal being is here for you. Whatever you need right now. Whatever your mood is, whether you need comfort, protection, or some help simply enjoying this place, the spirit of this animal is with you. Pause to notice who it is, trusting that it is exactly the right animal to join you in this journey. The two of you travel together down this path, warmly lit by a faint pinkish glow, like an aura telling you which way to go. There are tall bushes lining your path, with light brown twigs and soft, wide green leaves. Budding out from the leaves are small white balls like little tiny snowballs. You trace your fingers over them, and they feel sugary and crisp, the sunlight gently glittering across them. A couple fall into your hand. They're about the size of blueberries, but perfect spheres, bright white with a slight blue glittering in the sunlight. You place them on your tongue and feel them dissolve gently. The sensation pleasurable and delightful. They taste like taking a shower after a really long day, like being fresh and clean and letting go of something that is in the past. They are delicious. You put your hand out, not taking any of the little sugar balls, but simply allowing them to fall into your hand. Your animal companion does the same, not taking the fruit from these strange bushes, but simply receiving what is being offered to you both, and exactly the amount you need. You feel your breath deepening as you are filled with a sense of well-being, comfort, and safety. You feel completely safe here, completely welcomed and cared for. You are wanted in this strange land. You belong here, and you are not alone. After some time, your path opens up to a beautiful garden. It is arranged in a circle with blooms of beautiful flowers spotted throughout it. There are fat pink roses here, delicate lily of the valley, and cheerful blue violets seeming to beam at you, to welcome you into their space. You walk slowly around the garden with your companion. The rose bushes are big and abundant, with pink and peach flowers with soft petals. You bring your nose right into the center of the blooms and breathe in. The scent is clean, bright, and comforting, and you feel as if each inhale is drawing in healing, safety, and calm into your body. You feel your shoulders dropping a little bit more, safe in this delightful, beautiful, sacred space. You walk over to the violets, staring into their dark, purpley-blue centers with petals that look as rich and thick as the petals of an ice cream cake. As you gaze into them, the color soothes your mind. Receiving the color through your eyes clears the clutter from your mind. Letting go of any unhelpful thoughts, leaving you only with the truth and the knowledge that you are safe right now, that everything is okay right now, that you have all the time in the world. You touch a petal, and it offers itself to your hand. You place the purpley blue petal in your mouth, and it tastes like the clear light of truth, like knowing who you are, like trusting in your own intuitions. You walk toward the lily of the valley, the scent light and bright like clean laundry. The cheerful little bells seem to ring for you, reminding you of your connection to spirit, that you're not alone, that you're connected not only to your companion, but also to every other living thing on the planet. That just like this garden, you are sacred as you are alive. You feel a sense of certainty and security come into your body, the knowledge that you are okay right now. In the center of the garden is a wide wicker chair lined with soft pillows. You find your way there and take a seat, settling into this place where you can gaze into the flowers and feel their healing, supportive, loving energy. You rest in the chair, completely comfortable, completely safe. Nowhere that you need to be except right here, observing the flowers, trusting the healing power of being right here. You are completely safe, completely relaxed. Your body receives the magic of this place, and you rest here in your sacred garden.